wrote a girl a letter every day for 3 years, and sadly, she ended up marrying the postman.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
My wife is 8 months older than I. No one believes this. You see the two of us together, and one of us looks like George Burns, and the other looks like, well, my wife. Ramona was in the grocery store. Someone asked, "Is it your dad who writes those books?" Guess what she said? "Yes." I was surprised too. Pray for her. One day she looked at my balding head and said, "When I agreed to grow old with you, I didn't mean this rapidly." Somehow we've managed to stay married a long time. It's a miracle, really. When I was a boy, the only people achieving such milestones were very old people with ample wrinkles and high foreheads. People who were so old, they had likely reached their 40s and needed help getting up escalators. Most seemed happy. Others looked like love was a dream and marriage was the alarm clock. Of course, marriage hasn't been a walk in the park for us. We've gone on our share of walks, but sometimes she walks ahead of me. That's when I know she's mad, especially when I say things like, "Your lasagna tastes almost as good as my mother's." Don't say this, guys, ever. I've heard a ton of marriage advice. One guy told me, "I have a choice. I can be right or be happy." Movie star Catherine Zeta-Jones said, "For marriage to be a success, every woman and every man should have his or her own bathroom." Well, my secret to a happy marriage is simpler. If you want something in your account, make deposits. Willard Scott likened a good marriage to a good retirement fund. You put lots into it, and through the years it turns from silver to gold to platinum. And if the economy crashes, well, you can spend your declining years together at Walmart as greeters. Here are 5 deposits we've made. Number 1, we laugh together. It is impossible to be angry while laughing together. Sometimes that's a movie, a memory, or a touching moment where I accidentally walk into a tree. Secondly, we golf together. My wife enjoys golf about as much as I enjoy shopping for curtain fabric. Still, she comes along sometimes and cheers as I putt. This is annoying for the golfer, but I love having her there. One of our anniversaries was even celebrated on a golf course at her suggestion. Perhaps that's why I find it easier to do the dishes, to vacuum carpets, to bath the dog, or vacuum the dog. Be careful if you have a little dog and one of those central vac units, it can be a problem. We golf together. Thirdly, we travel together. I haven't had a window seat in years. Who cares? I've yet to meet someone in an old folks' home who regretted investing in memories. Fourth, we pray together. Couples who pray together regularly report the most satisfying marriages of all. Prayer unites us before God. It boosts honesty and humility and deepens our communication. Lately, Ramona and I have been thanking God for His amazing grace, for taking 2 selfish kids who hardly knew how to spell love and pulling them close to Himself and close to each other. Jude verse 20 says, "But you, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith. Pray in the power of the Holy Spirit." We pray together. And finally, we play together. Whatever your age, keep a playful spirit. Make fun a part of your daily routine. Ramona loves to get silly notes from me, like one I attached to a bag of peanuts one time. It said, "I hope you like these, my dear." Sorry, I sucked the chocolate off. That reminds me of the guy who came home to find a note next to a Nerf gun. It read, "Welcome home, babe. I'm hiding in the house with a Nerf gun. Here's the other one. Loser cooks dinner. May the odds be ever in your favor."
To every listener who has shared the impact Laugh Again has left on your life, thank you. We cherish all your words of encouragement. Like Brandon, who said, "Today's episode came at the perfect time. It gave me so much hope while in a dark place. I am coming to see that even the burdens of my past turn out to be bridges to others and opportunities to see God's work." To share your experience, visit laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.